Well, after 2 years of sold-out shows in Sydney, in 2026, the Africa Film Fest Australia is making its Melbourne debut. From Friday the 27th of March until the 29th, films from Ghana, Kenya, Nigeria, Sudan, Algeria and Guinea-Bissau will be screened for the first time for audiences in Melbourne. And I'm very pleased to say that we're joined now by the co-director of the Africa Film Fest Australia, Mumbi Hinga. Mumbi, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Thank you very much, Julian, for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Now, choosing films from 54 nations is quite a challenge. Could you give us a bit of an insight into the selection process for the African Film Festival in 2026?
Yeah, Julian, you said it. It's really, really hard to represent 54 countries in a few days. So Safia is the other co-director. We spend a good amount of time looking at films that have been made by Africans either in Africa or in the diaspora. And our aim is to try and represent the continent as much as possible. It's not easy. And if you're doing it with 7 films, really, we can't feature every country. But our goal is over time, we are looking around everywhere, even if we have to go into retrospectives, to make sure that each part of the continent is represented. Now, the other thing is in terms of the themes of the films that we select, because quite often there's stereotyping about Africa, or a lot of the content or the films that you'll see out there might be about conflict or poverty, which is a reality, but it's not the only thing. And so our agenda is to make sure that Africa is represented in its full lens. And so you can see from our program that the themes are really, really diverse, from our opening film, which is just comedy, fictional story, to films which are very serious about existing themes like child marriages, post-colonialism. So it's not an easy job for Safia and I, but we believe with time, we will continue to paint this big picture of Africa as it is.
Yes, well, looking at the program, it really does seem to be a diverse and interesting mix. And as you mentioned, on the opening night, you've got the film that was Ghana's first official selection at the Venice Film Festival, which is described as a feast of magical realist comedy. Tell us about The Fisherman.
So The Fisherman is exactly that. It's about this guy who has been forced into retirement because he's fishing, but they've come up with all this new technology and he's still old school. And so he's outnumbered by other people's ideas. And then he tries to plan for his retirement. He has this fish that starts talking. So there's this talking fish. And then somehow these two young people who want to come and join him in building his own fishing company, because he doesn't want to use the modern technology. He wants to continue operating on the older model that he's used to. And so we see this funny transition from a village going to the city where he's trying to get a loan to launch his business. And so we follow these hilarious scenes, and just the fish also throws in so much humor into that. And we wanted to start off the festival on a light note, because sometimes film is also about entertainment, and we want to give people that refreshing entertainment at the opening before we go into other films which have deeper themes throughout the festival.
Yeah, The Fisherman's a really fun film, beautifully shot, amazing scenes of both the city and the coast in Ghana. Another film which has its Australian premiere at Africa Film Fest 2026 is by a Melbourne-based documentary maker, David Fedele. Could you tell us about This Jungle Life?
This Jungle Life is perhaps, you know, one of the most urgent films in the program. And as you mentioned, this is an Australian premiere. It's been featured as well as recognized in quite a number of festivals outside Australia. However, this is the first time that any festival has picked it up. And we are so happy that the screening will be followed by a Q&A by the filmmaker who is based in Melbourne. This film follows young refugees from Sudan and South Sudan who are sleeping rough in Morocco after fleeing war. So these young men left Sudan, South Sudan, went to Libya first. And they've left Libya because it was not safe for them there, and gone to Morocco, where it so happens that it's not safe for them in Morocco either. And many stories do focus on the conflict inside Sudan, which is incredibly important. But this film shows what happens after people leave, what can happen to some people after they've left an area of conflict. it shows how some of the conditions that refugees and asylum seekers can face in transit, and they are horrendous. These young people who are already traumatized by war and displacement are then re-traumatized again by going into a country where there's really no system that has been set up for them. So they don't have a home, they don't have any money, they don't have any provision, so they have to fend for themselves. One interesting thing about this film is it's been shot on mobile phones. The filmmaker, David, he didn't have his professional cameras. It would have been impossible for him to set up cameras and film this particular kind of stories. And so he had to rely on mobile phones in collaboration with the refugees themselves. And this makes this film incredibly raw and immediate. And that's why we as a festival come in, not to just entertain, but to also inform our audience and to challenge them and highlight aspects of stories which we don't necessarily see, because I personally have not seen so much of, you know, that transition between leaving a place of conflict to getting to another country, for example, Australia or Europe, which is safer for these refugees and asylum seekers.
On Sunday Extra, we're speaking with the co-director of the Africa Film Festival, Mumbi Hinga. And Mumbi, I wonder if you could tell us how Africa Film Festival came about in the first place.
Well, actually, Safia and myself, the co-director, we are filmmakers. But when we became moms, it was very difficult to be in a film production. And so we started asking ourselves, what ways can we continue to amplify these stories, even though we are not telling the stories ourselves? And doing a film festival was the answer to all that. And that has really, really opened our perspectives to the kind of stories that we can actually tell. So filmmakers who could not make films, but they found a way to continue telling these stories and making it even more diverse than we would ever do.
And what sort of reception has the Film Fest got over its first 2 years based in Sydney?
It's been incredible. Not anything like what we expected. We launched Africa Film Fest Australia in 2024 at the Riverside Theatres in Parramatta City. And in 2025, we expanded not just to Riverside Theatres, but also to the iconic Sydney Opera House. When we were brainstorming, we would never have imagined that within the second year, we would be expanding to an iconic venue like the Sydney Opera House. But on top of that, our audience doubled by the second year. So we saw just over 2,000 people coming to see the festival, and the feedback we've been getting is incredibly encouraging for us to continue doing what we're doing, from African Australians and non-African Australians, because some films have predominantly non-African audiences. And so it's been a really, really huge growth for us. But then also for us to come to Melbourne is because our communities around Australia reach out to us all the time and say, hey, we like what you're doing in Sydney. We need that in Melbourne. We need that in Brisbane. We need that in Darwin. So the audiences are reaching out to us from across Australia. And so the growth has been pretty strong.
That's fantastic to hear. The lead curator of Film Africa, the festival in London, Keith Sheary, has said that we're living in a golden moment of African cinema at the moment. Do you share that view?
Oh, yes, definitely. We've seen with the audiences, right? Not just in Australia. Once we launched the film festival, we've had contacts from around the globe. We had someone who runs something at the Cannes Film Festival in France, the representation for Africa. So we've got people from around the world saying, oh my God, we didn't even know there were Africans in Australia. So it's pretty exciting. But what we found is people are thirsty for diverse content, and the African story has really been untapped. And we've come from people who were not allowed to make films. So a lot of African countries got independence around the 1960s. And during colonialism, during the colonization period, Africans were not allowed to make films. So it's like we started way after everybody else has started. So I think it's something that has really not been tapped into. And just the diversity of Africa itself is what's making people really excited to see what comes out of Africa.
Mumbi, could you tell us about some of the other films that you've selected for the 2026 Africa Film Fest?
One other film we've selected is called Interregu. Interregu is from Guinea-Bissau. Guinea-Bissau is a country in Africa that many people would probably never have heard about. We were so excited because even within Africa, you know, there are those countries which you hear about all the time. But to see this beautiful film about music from Guinea-Bissau and how it's transitioned from the traditional music using a musical instrument, a drum called tina, to the modern age and how the music have been adapted, and not just in Guinea-Bissau, but even those in the diaspora. And this documentary has shown that music is not just entertainment, but it can be identity, it can also be memory and connection across the generation. Another interesting thing that happens in this film is that it shows how women were involved in that evolution. Lyrically, it's beautiful and it adds to another layer to help people understand African stories. And we've got the very popular My Father's Shadow, which is doing really, really well around the globe. It's a very intimate story, which is done by these two Nigerian filmmakers who are based in the UK, in London. It explores the relationship between a father and their children. Their father died when they were very young, and they based the story based on their memories, but also how they would have imagined their relationship with their father would have been. And we've got a beautiful story from Kenya, Nawi, which is based on a true story, which is still a significant global problem of child marriage. So this heartbreaking story shows this girl you've really fallen in love with called Nawi, who has big dreams for herself, but she's unfortunately unable to fulfill those dreams because they have no choice. She has to get married to an older person. So those are the films that we're showing over the 3 days.
In terms of African Australians participating in the film industry here, the 2025 Screen Diversity and Inclusion Network report found that people of African ancestry and ethnicities continue to be underrepresented compared to population benchmarks. What's your sense of the opportunities available for African Australian filmmakers? What's being done well? What needs to change?
I'm glad you've talked about that report because we've seen that in our community. Because as a film festival, one of the things that we wanted to do is actually to highlight African Australian stories. And when we started looking for those stories, we had crickets. And so we reached out to the creators because we know they're there. So we did a survey and they gave us some of the reasons why they can't make films, lack of networks, lack of resources. So for us, we feel like this is a challenge and an opportunity for us as a film festival, basing it on what we knew anyway. But it's good to have the report, you know, broaden that conversation around representation. For example, last year, we had a screen industry forum. And this was just the very beginning of us trying to explore how can we make sure that we are creating a platform that presents these opportunities or connects people to what they're looking for them to start creating these films. So if we look at that report, I feel like this is not something that can shift in Sydney alone. And that's one of the reasons why we are expanding to Melbourne, because we want to contribute to changing the national screen culture. We need to present nationally. Melbourne is allowing us to do that, to reach new audiences, to build new partnerships, to create more access to tell the stories. And, you know, so that it's not just about expansion, it's about impact.
Mumbi, I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about your own background in terms of how you came to be an African-Australian filmmaker.
That's a very interesting journey, actually, Julian, because I came from Kenya to Australia in 2006 to study nursing. Because I came from an environment where things like film, the arts, music, those were meant to be hobbies, and I had a strong interest in them. However, you know, the reality for myself and my family is that they were not going to encourage me or support me to do something which was not going to guarantee some kind of existence or financial stability. And so I came to Australia to study nursing because it was, you know, the right thing to do, the responsible thing to do. But within a couple of years, 3 years of being in Australia, it occurred to me that I'm actually in a space where I can explore the things that I wanted to do. And obviously, because I had a career, I was comfortable enough to pursue side hustles. And so I started filmmaking for a short period of time. And the first film I was involved with as an associate producer actually ended up on Amazon Prime called Survive or Die. So it's a big transition. Can you imagine going from nursing to the arts? You know, no relationship there whatsoever. But then I'm in this space where I'm loving the film world. I love storytelling in general. And I'm getting to know myself a little bit better. I'm happy just, you know, doing something that I like. And I'm very interested in you know, things like that, because I've not only learned that about myself, but I feel like it's my cause to tell people, you know what, you can be almost anything you want. And especially if you're in a place like this where there's so much opportunity to pursue such things. So that's how I ended up here.
Mumbihinga, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Thank you very much, Julian, for having me.
And the Africa Film Fest Australia is in Melbourne from Friday the 27th of March until the 29th.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.